People need advice. Maybe you need some. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just like to listen to other people's drama, or it makes you mad. Whichever that is fine. In an hour, dumber than the show trivia, you could win jackpots of $500, $300, or $100 as Steve gathers the five questions to be our question man or person today. But people need advice. This is rough, but kind of funny. Hey, buds, I got fired from my job yesterday for making fun of my sister. So far, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, boy.
She doesn't work for the same company as me, but they found out how my sister and I prank each other, and they didn't like it. So I'm gone. I'm fired. For context, my sister was born completely deaf, and I am not deaf. We're super close and always have been. We love playing pranks on each other, and it's something we've been doing since we were kids. Fast forward to last week, I invited my sister as my date to our work party. She's met a few coworkers, and some of them have gone out of the way to learn to sign some basics so they can sign with her.
Wow.
How nice, right?
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be fun to prank my sister at the work party, so before we left the house, I grabbed her cell phone and changed her text tone to a moaning sound. She can't hear anything, so as long as her phone is blinking or vibrating, she won't know the difference.
Okay.
She communicates through texts mostly, so every time a text came through, it sounded like a text was coming through,
if you know what
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was hilarious. I kept looking around to see if my coworkers were going to laugh with me at some point, but they all stood there awkwardly.
Well, of course they did.
I thought we'd have a good time. Turns out my coworkers have zero sense of humor. I told my sister about the prank in front of my coworkers so they could see my sister's reaction. We laughed at it and shrugged it off as a mistimed joke. I walked into work yesterday, worked the entire day, and 5 minutes before I started packing up for the day, my boss called me into their office and fired me. They said multiple coworkers complained about how uncomfortable I made them at our work party.
Yeah.
Because I made fun of someone who is disabled.
You didn't make fun of her, and you didn't embarrass her. She can't hear it. You played a prank on everyone else in the room.
Why are you yelling at her? She's not the deaf one.
No, I'm yelling at this person.
It says
I love it.
That's so messed up. I would never
dumbass.
Do that. She's my sister. It's not the same. Am I messed up in the head, or are my coworkers lacking a sense of humor? I think the problem is you had it doing sexual stuff. And that's all the people could hear. And they were embarrassed by that. And then they were double embarrassed that it was happening to someone
right.
who's deaf.
Again,
now you're
again,
labeled as somebody
yes.
who bullies
yeah.
disabled people, but you were just trying to prank your sister.
But again,
I don't think
the
it's...
failure is complete because he didn't prank or she. I don't know if it's a guy or girl. Didn't prank the sister,
it's
though.
A woman
they're
and her sister.
They're totally unaware that it was even happening. It's everyone
but she told
else
her.
In the
they,
room.
They saw the oh. person laugh.
Oh, it's a woman and her sister?
Yes.
I don't know why I assumed it was a guy and his sister.
It's because
it seems
things
like
guys
a guy
think are funny.
Like, I'm going to make this moaning sound.
This is even better.
It's less. I think fewer women. I don't, well, no. I think more women would think that's funny than that.
Boy, good luck at your next job interview explaining. So why'd you leave this company?
So I have a deaf sister.
Yeah.
And bear with me. This is hilarious.
I mean, I think if I had a deaf sibling, I would definitely play jokes on them.
If you're close, that's pretty much
yeah,
a sibling thing.
Disabled people can get made fun of too. You know, like you can use that. My mom's disabled. I make fun of her legs all the time. And you got to make fun of tragedy,
fired.
You know, and trauma. It's people laugh through that type of stuff. You got to be able to be laughed at and laugh at other people. I do think it's weird that you did that in front of your coworkers.
Well, you're
and not
everyone
like
else
you and your sister's
yeah.
best friends.
Right.
You probably have a group of friends that understand that a little better. So I think that if I had a deaf sibling and I did that to you guys, like say one of my deaf siblings came to our live show and I put their text tone up all the way and turned it to a moaning sound.
Right.
Y'all would probably laugh. And then I'd teach y'all how to sign like how this is funny or whatever.
Yes.
But yeah, I honestly think it was just a bad crowd.
I kind of think so.
Well, you got to know your audience. I mean, that's
yes.
what we say all the time. Our audience, yes, would find that funny. It'd be different. The setting would be different. You're in an office situation. You bring in the deaf girl and then you're just making all your other coworkers awkward. Cause 90% of that joke was not played on the sister. I'm insisting that it was everyone else was the victim.
Victim?
Yes.
Are you victimized by moaning?
No, I wouldn't be. But in that situation, the target, you're misfiring the target 100%. It's all these other people that are hearing, oh.
So what's, if it was a different... Right?
Which is hilarious.
Maitland, how did that make you feel when Hot Wings did their moan?
See how you feel right now, Maitland, when I just made that noise?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the target was all off.
I got to say, as one of the people you sometimes refer to as your radio dad, it's a compliment in most cases. But when you use it in that sense, it is such a devastating blow that there is nothing that's like, okay, well, you're right. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want Hot Wings to make that noise and look at you?
No.
You've earned 5 minutes. You've earned 5 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact.
Yeah, she doesn't even want me to look at her now.
I don't.
She won't even
without
turn
making
around.
Any noises.
You look like a horse with blinders on.
Hot Wings really leaning in.
Okay. This text, I am hearing impaired, and that is 100% a funny joke, but context failed.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like your coworkers suck.
We could do that in this office, mm-hmm. and everyone would be fine.
Yeah.
But if we did it when our friends from the charity were in, and they don't know us as well.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay. And by that I mean the charity we're going to do a radiothon. If we did it in that meeting, that's a bigger roll of the dice, right?
It's
kind of funnier because of us, and we're broken.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing this here, yes, it's fine. If you're doing this and your coworkers are at Davis and Davis Accounting, like, maybe not the spot to do that.
Honestly, I just feel like more able-bodied people need better personalities. Because, you know, you just got to be able to play pranks like that without people getting all fussy.
I think
losing her job, though, that's not cool.
I think
cool.
That's too much.
That's not cool. And
I think
to be
that's
labeled
an
as
overreaction.
Somebody who makes fun of disabled people and you lose your job.
And it's like your sister who laughed about it?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's not cool. Send out an email to everyone saying, hey, I thought I was being funny and I realized I overstepped.
But it really.
But maybe you do that a lot. Maybe you're never funny and you always think you are.
Yeah.
But also, how rude of them to assume that disabled people don't want to get picked on.
Or don't want to be in on the joke, at least.
So are you saying lots of non-disabled people love being picked on?
I'm saying that we more freely pick on able-bodied people because it's rude to pick on somebody who's disabled. Mm-hmm. But yet you'll take my able-bodied thing and make fun of me for something stupid I do. But it's immediately like, oh, no, they're in a wheelchair. Don't do that.
That is true.
They have personality. They got comedy in them. Come on now.
Well, as much as anyone else, there's plenty of able-bodied people that can't take it either.
Yeah. What if her deaf sister can play some deaf joke on her? I don't know. I don't know anything about being deaf.
Well, she turn her ringer to silent?
I mean, who knows?
How do you
She's been pretending her whole life.
That's the best joke of all. That's the best joke of all.
Just committing to the bit.
But
that
again, she can't
since birth for I was kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
But again, she can't even hear it. This is really no different than her holding up her own phone with sex noises in front of everyone.
Yes, it's different because it's coming from the deaf lady.
But it's not. Because they all know that Haha Carol is the one doing it.
I think what we're finding out is Hot Wings is the stick in the mud who'd complained to management about a great joke.
No, you just got to be better at jokes. I mean, you gotta know how to hit that target.
All right, what sound would you have picked, Hot Wings?
Well, I wouldn't have done that joke at all.
Oh, you don't like to pick on deaf people?
No, I would have talked S right behind them is what I would have done, so everyone knew.
That's going to be taken way worse.
Yeah. I wouldn't have brought them at all. I would have said, hey, I would have brought you to
my parents make me live with my dumb bitch sister. I got you good.
I would have said, joke's on you. You're not invited. Nobody can talk to you.
I'm going to make my coworkers wear mittens.
I'm all for a good joke. I mean, you know, I think it's hilarious when people take the wheelchairs of blind people.
What?
Yes,
and Steve catches a stray.
Yeah, you know, Steve knows what I'm talking about, how all blind people have wheelchairs.
Don't loop me in on this.
I do feel like if you're deaf and you want to, you know, play a prank on your deaf sister again, you shut the lights off. You stand no chance.
She can't sign.
Yeah, then you she can't read your lips.
She wouldn't know the lights are off because she couldn't see. I'm like, you don't understand deaf.
Nope.
All right.